Thank you much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture for one last thought here. We've been talking about salt-tolerant alfalfa for a number of years. Several local seed companies like Legacy Seed and Dairyland Seed have developed salt-tolerant alfalfa, varieties with a greater tolerance to high salinity levels found in irrigation groundwater or recycled water, or salt in our part of the world that just percolates up to the surface.
In a state with a large amount of high-value crops, there needs to be consideration for another important crop in California, alfalfa hay.
California is also a big dairy state, which means that you need alfalfa for dairy. And alfalfa is very hard to transport from a different state because it's a big biomass. Transportation cost is going to be huge. So you have to grow alfalfa in California.
Yet as researcher Devinder Sandhu of USDA's Ag Water Efficiency and Salinity Research Unit in the Golden State points out, to avoid alfalfa competing in land use with other high-value crops,
grow alfalfa in the region where these high-value crops do not grow, where quality of water is not good, quality of soil is not good.
Increasing demand for surface water and greater use of groundwater and recycled water for irrigation has led to H2O with high salt concentration for crops such as alfalfa.
Plants, they do not like high salt in irrigation water or in the soil. So this is leading to slowly increase in soil and water salinity. So increased salt is causing major reduction in yield. So we are getting less and less production.
As a research geneticist, Sandhu and colleagues are developing new lines of alfalfa varieties with the trait of higher tolerance to saline.
There are two lines which both of them are really good. When we looked at molecular level, these two lines are actually very different from each other. Then I decided to combine the characters of these two lines to make it even more tolerant to salt.
The combined germplasm was tested using real salt water from the Pacific Ocean. The findings?
When you grow alfalfa under half seawater salinity, it does not lose any biomass at all. And even if you keep increasing the salinity going up to seawater, these plants, they don't die.
With alfalfa being a perennial crop, planted once, grown and harvested multiple years, and the ground or recycled irrigation water salinity levels fluctuating year over year, Sandhu says the significance for farmers is, well, significant. As far as next steps with this alfalfa variety,
we are thinking to take this line and go through plant variety protection or germplasm release for farmers to try this out in the regions where the concentration of salt is high in water and soil, so they can directly try that.
All comes down to genetics. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same station.